As a student in a neighborhood school, I've seen many great teachers come and go. I wanted to find out why that was happening. While I was searching, I found that teachers don't have the necessary supplies and materials they need to teach a class. Also, that many new teachers don't have the needed support. When they don't have the supplies and support, they find schools that do. Schools like magnet schools and suburban schools. First, I spoke to Brandon and Khadija Atwell, who have kids in public school.
Most teachers that are teaching are not qualified teachers. They're teachers that only had a background for maybe not a teacher, but for a teacher's assistant. Mm-hmm. And the teacher's assistants are the ones that are teaching the class. So, which is what our kid went through last year. Mm-hmm. And that's ridiculous. You should not have a teacher's assistant teaching a classroom. That's crazy.
Like I said before, schools are really underfunded. Starts with from government. They need more funding.
I would say that's the number one thing. Thank God our kid is still young and then really just starting school. So with going to the board meetings that we go to, with knowing that teachers are underpaid and half of the time most teachers don't even stay into the school district for 6 months out of the year, mm-hmm. out of the school year, not the whole year, it's the school year. That they need to change the way the structure of how they hire teachers.
Khadija made the point that the hiring process for teachers is one of the problems. But in fact, schools don't have the proper incentives to hire and keep teachers. After getting this information, I wanted to interview a teacher to see how they felt about teacher quality.
Well, instead of perhaps trying to draw qualified teachers in from other districts and other areas, which has been done, we should concentrate on keeping the young teachers that we have now, because through experience and through education, they are slowly becoming qualified teachers. And we lose a lot of these teachers to suburban school districts in the private sector. And if we can concentrate on keeping our young teachers in the school district in these hard-to-staff schools, we will have qualified teachers in these classrooms very, very soon.
Mr. Perdone said that if new teachers would keep learning as they teach, we would have qualified teachers. This would be happening if we had teacher incentive grants, which is a pot of money given to certain hard-to-staff schools to pay for teacher incentives, like smaller class sizes, new teacher coaches, common planning time, supplies and materials, and extra support staff, and other incentives. I asked Mr. Perdone what he thought teachers needed to effectively teach a class.
Technology. As a teacher, it's 2008, and the technology is out there. Students have MP3 players, students have computer access, but we don't have these things in the school. I'm still teaching with a chalkboard in a room with barely any heat and no air conditioning, and I don't even have a whiteboard or enough textbooks for my students to take home. I've only got very, very few textbooks for a large number of students. Materials will enable me as a teacher to do my job, and hopefully my students to learn. There's a number of things they could do to help make new teachers qualified. Experience, of course, can only be achieved through actual teaching, but perhaps additional professional development to assist teachers with gaining the insight that they need, as well as perhaps an education subsidy. Teaching is one of the only jobs where we are required to continue our education in order to keep our jobs, and that's not paid for. We have to pay for that out of pocket. Most jobs, if you need to go back to school, they will pay for it. So it's very expensive to become a qualified teacher in the eyes of the government and the district. So perhaps that would be a way to help teachers get more qualified.
It is important to know what teachers feel are incentives to keep them in any school at all. Mr. Perdone states that technology and money for continued education for teachers are key incentives to attract qualified teachers. Schools like magnet schools, charter schools, and suburban schools have better funding and are able to offer more incentives to teachers and tend to have more technology like computers and science labs. Other schools like mine don't have enough money for incentives to give to teachers, so we have high teacher turnover. When I started this piece, I wanted to know why teachers were leaving my school. I found many answers by interviewing parents and teachers. But I still have this one question. When will the value of my education rise over the dollar sign?